Today on Around and About, a hike up Stringer's Ridge near downtown Chattanooga. On Saturday morning, the Tennessee River Gorge Trust and the Trust for Public Land had an event showing off the new Stringer's Ridge Wilderness Sanctuary. Although the trails aren't quite yet cleared off, the public was allowed a sneak peek at the natural beauty and the spectacular views. I went there, hiked along some of the trails, and taped live. My wife Rachel joined me. She made a few comments along the way.
It's not that difficult. It's mostly flat and it's paved the whole way. It's a nice hike, but it's not that strenuous.
Old asphalt roads curve through the wilderness and serve as the basis for the routes. Dead leaves, pine needles, and plant growth cover much of those trails right now. Occasionally, fallen tree branches are in the way, but the trails will be cleared off and cleaned up in the future. There's still some work to be done. The Trust for Public Land and the River Gorge Trust are still working on Stringer's Ridge.
Well, we have done most of the preservation, the legal preservation. We're trying to raise the last money to complete the project.
That's Carla Askenass. She's with the Trust for Public Land. At the event Saturday, she's standing in a booth, fundraising, selling T-shirts that say Save Stringer's Ridge.
This is a $2.5 million preservation project for 92 acres of land. And we're raising the last $75,000 of that $2.5 million. That's not the point of today. The point of today is to get people out on the land to see the land. But we're selling T-shirts and accepting checks from people who would like to support the work.
As Rachel and I hike farther up the hill, we are surprised by how quiet it is on Stringer's Ridge.
It's hard to believe, actually, this is that close to downtown Chattanooga. You can't hear any traffic noise at all.
You really can't. It's like you would never guess. I mean, you just look around here and it's all trees and woods. You'd never guess that the city is just right over there.
Eventually, the trail splits into five directions, and pink and blue ribbons tied to the trees mark the different ways to go. One of the volunteer guides, Pete Rittenberry, explains,
"We're going to get off the pink trail down here, and we're going to go blue. So we'll be going blue, and you can see the markings on the trees."
I ask Rittenberry, why use ribbons to mark the trails?
Well, there's so many trails up here. There's a lot of walkers, a lot of hikers adventure on Stringer's Ridge. And there were so many trails that they were trying to decide the ones that would offer the best views and the best trail offering for the people who were actually doing the hikes.
Are there any different levels of difficulty to these trails?
I'm going to call this moderate. And you can see right now we're kind of going up a slope. And then eventually we'll be going down a little slope and then up. But there's nothing real tough unless if we did have some rain, there may be some leaves curving up some slippery rocks or something like that.
Finally, we approach a plateau. We notice a couple of trees. A large map is stretched in between them. A man in a National Park Service uniform stands near the map. His name is Jim Ogden. He's the historian for the Chattanooga and Chickamauga National Military Parks. Today, he's here using the map to show how Stringer's Ridge was a crucial part of Chattanooga's Civil War history.
Well, on August 21st, the first part of that deception operation unfolds in a very dramatic fashion when a brigade of mounted infantry, soldiers who are...
I ask Ogden to briefly explain this history.
The Civil War story on Stringer's Ridge is initially important, connected with the Union deception operation to fake the Confederates into believing the main Union effort was coming one place when in actuality it came another. On August 21st, 1863, Union forces under John Thomas Wilder come over Walden's Ridge and into the valley on the east side, and on that 21st, they will deploy along Stringer's Ridge on this property and the other hilltops nearby, and the guns of that brigade, the 18th Indiana Battery, commanded by a future pharmacist, Eli Lilly, will shell the city of Chattanooga. And that action that day and on subsequent days and other Union actions along the river upstream of Chattanooga did indeed convince the Confederate commander that the main Union effort was coming in from the north and northeast of Chattanooga. And Braxton Bragg, the Confederate Army commander, shifted the bulk of his troops upstream of the city, and that opened up then the area to the southwest for the main Union effort to begin to unfold. And by the time Bragg realized that that effort to the southwest was the main effort, his only choice was to retreat south into to Georgia and abandon the city of Chattanooga to the Union Army.
Why is it important to be able to actually come up here to the place where it happened and talk about it instead of just sitting in a classroom reading a book?
A picture is worth a thousand words, and you could have a thousand pictures in that book in the classroom and still not get the same effect as coming up here and with your own eyes see this this ground. Get that sense of what the distance is between here and the modern landmarks for those historic locations in the city of Chattanooga. Stand on the ground where those very men did as they shape the events that unfolded here.
Finally, back down at the bottom of the hill, Carla Askenass gives another reason why Stringer's Ridge is so important to Chattanooga.
You know, there is almost no city in the United States that has 92 acres of undeveloped land 3 minutes from a downtown area. We are so blessed to have this open space, and one of the things that we realized when we started this project is people are so used to seeing the green hills of Stringer's Ridge that they almost don't notice that they're there. But if they had been developed and the trees had been cut down and the top had been flattened, boy, people would realize what had been there in the background all the time was a really important asset to them. So we're in the process of trying to protect that for the public, and we've invited the public today to come and walk it and enjoy it and look at the flowers and enjoy the nature.
You'll find more information on our blog at WUTC.org. You'll also find photographs of our hike on Stringer's Ridge, and you'll hear the complete audio of Jim Ogden's lecture. Just visit the WUTC website and look for the Around and About page. And for Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.